Maz Hakeem. Maz spilling the tea. A Virgin Radio 104.4 podcast. Download the podcast now.
Nicole on Trend. She's one of the most stylish women in the UAE. She's known for her viral videos. She will make anything look good, from Chanel to Gucci, H&M and Zara. She knows exactly what will fit. Thank you so much for having
me. Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming over. How exciting.
This is podcast. Beautiful. We're doing it. It's my first podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So it can, you know, start at the top there.
Exactly.
It's only downhill from
It's only downhill.
Thanks for coming over to the house.
Thank you.
It'd be nice and quieter here.
It's such a beautiful setting. We've got Nigella Malteser cake.
Yep. Have you tried that yet?
Not just yet.
I'm going to be giving you some of that.
I would
love that. You
can't
leave the house without trying our famous Malteser cake.
And tea. We went for Moroccan mint tea.
Yes, yes. Although I'm having the summer tea, just to be different.
Tell me, how did it all start? I mean, what a journey.
Well, it totally by accident. You know, I always love fashion. I style and help my girlfriends. And then once you become a mom, your fashion changes a bit because you're on the go, or it depends on your lifestyle. So when I moved to Dubai, I found myself, the boys were, you know, at school, and I had to do something. Because I was actually working in a bank, so my background is banking. Completely different.
So different.
Yeah, that's actually how I met my husband. And I just started styling friends here, mums. Mm-hmm. And then I started helping them clear their closets, especially after pregnancy. And it just evolved from there. They started recommending me to different people. And then I got one client, paying client. Yeah. And then they recommended me to someone else. And then it just kind of went, it did its own thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I said, oh, okay, I want to do styling. And, you know, no, it was just evolved on its own.
Yeah.
And Instagram just has a life of its own.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, Instagram wasn't really around. Well, I think it was around when I started, but I didn't do it. And I was actually only went on Instagram to snoop on my kids. They got me on it. They were about maybe 13 at the time, I don't remember. And I was like, okay, let's see what this whole thing's about. And I had never been on Facebook and was never on I was never on social media. I'm very anti-social media at the time. So that's, you know, completely the opposite now. And so everything just kind of evolved on its own. There was no really pre-planning.
And what was that moment where you thought, okay, I need to start doing this consistently. I guess Instagram changed your life, right?
It was really good because it gave me a free advertising base for myself. So it helped me get new clients, which now actually it's because my client list is closed. So I only have a very small group of clients I work with. I don't take on anyone else new for the time being. I think I knew, well, initially I was buying items for clients who couldn't locate it in this region. So I was flying to London a lot because the kids were at school in London. Mm-hmm. So I was flying to London and, you know, 15 years ago in Dubai, we didn't have what we have now available. Mm-hmm. So I was sourcing things from them. And that's when it really started to have a life of its own, because then people were recommending me to source items outside of Dubai. Mm-hmm. And now I look in Dubai and out of Dubai. Look, wherever I'm traveling, I can look.
Wow.
But at the time, it was predominantly London, because that's where I was going, because the children were at school there.
Yeah.
So it kind of just snowballed. And then I sort of said, okay, I need to work at it full time. But, you know, it stops and starts, because as a mother as well, full-time mother at the time, you know, you have to work. I had to work, you know, around the kids. My husband was working in his job and traveling with his job. Mm-hmm. So you just take on as much as you can and then just manage it without really... I don't know, a lot of things in life you don't really think ahead, do you? You just kind of, you roll with it, and then you realise 5 years have gone past, and you're like, are you still in Dubai? Because I didn't even think we only came for 3 years.
Wow.
As we all do, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I first moved, I thought, maximum 2-3 years, and 5 years later, I'm still here.
It's sort of sucked into the vortex. It's such an amazing quality of life here. And initially, when I would go back to London, I would crave London restaurants and London life and the fashion. I was born and bred in London, so when I came here, I was like, right, okay, it's, you know, it was such a new country. It was only 30 years old.
Yeah.
Whereas now we have everything and more that, that London has. We've got all the fashion houses come here and all the designers come here. We have the shows here. We often get collections first here. But so it took me a long time to adjust. And I never really anticipated whatsoever that I would still be here, you know, 14 years in.
Is it hard juggling family life and, you know, Instagram and also being, you know, a stylist? And
I think it is hard, but, you know, you bumble through it. The boys are older now, so there's different pressures. They're teens, so sometimes they need you more, actually, as a teenager. You think they need you less, but sometimes you need to be there, you know, especially them being in London. It's that logistically has added another dimension, because we thought we'd go back to London. So we sent them to boarding school thinking, well, we'll be there in a year or so, so we better get them into the system. And no, we ended up, so that wasn't really well planned. And then they were very happy and settled, so we kept them there, just thinking that we would follow. But then we had the financial crisis in 08 and 09, and everyone stopped hiring, so we kind of stayed here. And they've been fine, but it is, you know, you, luckily working for yourself, you can manage it, you know, as best you can.
Yeah. Well, you've done an incredible job at doing that, because you're one of the most known personalities here in Dubai.
Thank you. Well, I think that's Instagram, though.
But I mean, you're so sweet and so real.
Yeah, I hope to come across like that. And I think as you get older, you just get, I don't know, I think there's something about being in your 40s. You just get so much more comfortable with yourself. Yeah. And, you know, I'm obviously not, you know, selling my body on Instagram. The fact my youth, you know, it didn't start like, oh, follow me because, you know, I can wear a string bikini, it was, you know, which was good. Or, you know, I knew that had a window. So that would have had a lifespan. So I did it more to showcase what's on trend and what's coming in, and focused more on what I was buying for clients. And that sort of became, I guess, my niche in a way, where I just, you know, it again wasn't planned. I just noticed what was more liked and people had more interest on, and that, and I kind of went with that on Instagram.
Right.
So it's, you know, it is me. There's nothing that's, it's an exaggerated form of my life, Instagram, to be kept fun and a sense of humor. It's not supposed to be serious whatsoever. But I think Instagram is a bit of an escapism. You know, I think for a lot of people, you know, they go on there just to escape a bit.
Their
well, definitely on my page. If you're coming on mine, you know, it's supposed to be a bit of fun and not too deep.
What are the key pieces that you think people should have if they don't want to spend that much money? Because I know you sort of specialize in...
Well, I think, you know, as you, you know, when you're younger, in your 20s, it's very hard to invest in those pieces. Yep. You've got your mortgage or your rent, and you're just starting out, maybe debt from college.
School,
so you need to pick a brand that's wearable, but it's also good quality and not, you know... So I wouldn't really buy high street brand if I was going for a suit. You don't have to go high end, but you need to go somewhere in the middle. You need to get a suit that's going to last you 2 or 3 years through the dry cleaning. So I wouldn't buy a high street brand pantsuit or anything that I would be wearing a lot.
Right.
Because it's a false investment. You'll end up chucking it in 3 months because the quality just won't last. So instead with Zara, I'd maybe pick a pop colour blouse.
Yes,
you know, so if the trend is pink, I'd pick pink, or if it's green or accessory, you know, I would, so I would, but I would, I would do the middle area for suits and stuff. Accessories, I always try, even when I was younger, try and invest in branded accessories just because of the longevity that they have. Obviously, if you can't afford Chanel, I think my first investment was a Tod's bag when I was 20. And then, and shoes as well. I mean, although it's changing now, the brand's quality is really improved. I mean, you know, I don't think they're going to last as long, but I think if you pick a middle brand... So that's what I would, everyday items, I would pick that sort of, I mean, Marks and Spencer's now is amazing for linen, for suits.
Shirts and suits.
I bought my son a suit there a couple of years ago, and sort of that middle price range, and accessories too. And then the trends I would pick, the really, like the neons, and the fun accessories, I would go high street.
Okay.
And then I would start saving for that one bag, handbag, or pair of shoes that is a wearable and a classic piece. So if you want that nude pump, I would maybe invest in that, and a handbag, you know, bits, because they're timeless. They're not going to date. So the thing that's going to last the longest, try and spend the most on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And also another tip I would say is buy stuff on sale that you don't necessarily need at the time.
Right.
So say in winter, I would, in summer, I'd probably look for coats on sale. That really expensive coat that you can't have afforded at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got it for the following winter. And if you pick a neutral color, then, you know, it's timeless. And same, so I buy leather on sale, all my leather trousers I would buy maybe in summer, and then you've got them, and then you slowly build up. Jumpers.
Yes.
Expensive jumpers. I don't like the high street jumpers. I don't like the fabric, although Uniqlo has the best.
Oh, yes,
priced.
I love Uniqlo.
Yeah, the cashmere in there is amazing, and the sweatpants for guys are very good in there, Uniqlo.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I tend to invest in expensive knitwear when not necessarily when I need it. And then that's how you, so if you see a bargain like 75% off, if you go to the outlet mall here in Dubai, there's a few shops there that have amazing knitwear at 75% off, branded knitwear, and they last you forever. So I've sort of built up a collection like that.
What online shopping? It's tough, isn't it?
I don't do online.
I love that old school.
I'm the last person on the planet to shop online. I'm
really
so anti-online. I don't think I've only ordered a few times. It never fits. Even when I'm buying within the same brand, I remember ordering Gucci shoes online. I couldn't find them, and I don't know, they didn't fit because the cut was slightly different. I didn't realize that this cut, anyway. No, and I hate sending it back and organizing I don't know.
Yes.
Not my thing.
Right.
I would do it out of desperation. My clients do it now if they're traveling, and if you know your size, but I still think sizes vary between the brand, you know, even within a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm not a fan. I have to feel a fabric, see a color.
Yep.
I have to try it on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I mean, I guess that's part of my job. I'm always in a mall.
Yep.
For a client, so I have the time. It's like it's my job. I guess if you don't have time, then you have to do it. I mean, I would say obviously Net-a-Porter is one of the best. Matches is amazing.
Yep.
Their service and returns are really, really good.
Yeah.
So those are the two. And I've also used My Teresa when I have to.
Interesting. What malls would we see you in? Ooh. What malls do you hang out?
Well, always MOE or Dubai Mall.
Okay.
My go-to mall, or the outlet mall.
Mm-hmm.
So the outlet mall, I would find maybe a ball gown, or say someone has an event and they don't want to invest too much. They, you know, I can go pick something there, but those are my go-to. Everything's in those malls.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't need to buy online.
Yeah, exactly, that's true. But you do need to be wearing comfortable shoes.
Sneakers is the way forward. I don't like a proper pair of shoes anymore.
Yes.
I'm so used to sneakers. But also, you don't get that service like in the stores. I mean, I don't know if you see me on my stories, you know, I know all the staff and they all swap about between the shops, and I love going in and catching up with them.
Yep.
In London, you know, you'll get there. And, you know, I just love that personal service with the stores.
Yep, yep.
That you don't get online.
Have you watched Marie Kondo on Netflix?
I have. Is this the tidying up lady?
Yeah.
She annoyed me a bit.
She's quite uptight, but I think that's just...
No, have you done her style? I can't get with folding t-shirts.
Folding and underwear, like in little...
No, I do fold mine, and I'm very specific with all of my wardrobe. But she folded her t-shirts in a vertical manner, which didn't sit with me because I thought they'd get... But, you know, I think whatever works. I think if that helps you organize your life, go for it. Whatever gets you... You know, organized.
Would we see you in a Netflix series like that?
Oh my god!
You should start. Honestly,
that would be so fun. I am quite OCD with my stuff. I mean, I saw her folding stuff and I was like, "That's creased."
Oh yeah. Like, oh my god.
Why why was that? Why would it be increased? Can we redo it? But yeah, who knows? Yeah, and I love a good clear out. So, yes.
How does one become that organized?
I think that's just the way you are.
Really?
No, some people just don't care. And I think they have other issues. You know, they're good at other stuff, which I'm not good at. And I think, you know, even before I did all this, you know, I was rearranging, like every 3 months, I'll rearrange the kids' stuff, my stuff, my husband's stuff.
Yep.
If you've not worn it in X amount, it's going, unless it's a, you know, winter item. Or if you've gained weight, I usually say get rid of it. Because very few people go back to the size. And then when they do, they want to buy new stuff.
Yeah.
When you've lost weight, you feel good, you want to go shopping.
Absolutely.
So I think if you, that's another tip. If you've grown out of something, you know, and you haven't worn it for a year, 9 months, it's time to go.
It's so hard detaching from things, though.
No, it isn't.
Teach me how.
I'm coming over, Mars. Do we need to do yours?
Yes, I think
so. Are you really attached to stuff?
Everything.
No.
I need to just clear. If I think you would be horrified. I have so many
clothes. I'm going
in. I have so many clothes.
But do you not feel exhausted opening your wardrobe and saying, oh, dear, what am I doing? You're not tired. Like,
I have to say, I have so many clothes sort of in between evening and formal and, you know, party outfits that I wear once to an event.
Yes.
And it's been sitting in my cupboard for 4 years and I've never worn again.
No, no. So you can sell those on. If they're
Where is the...
Well, there's a few places here. Do you want me to say who they are?
Of course.
Yeah, there's So Chic, which is where I sell a lot of my stuff with. There's The Closet on Beach Road, but I usually work with the girls at So Chic because I've known them since they started, and they come to my house. And in fact, I did a TV documentary with them. It's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Actually, don't look that up. I've got blue hair.
Oh my gosh.
So embarrassing. I don't know what I was doing. And they'll come and sort through it. And I mean, but at the end of the day, there isn't a lot of money in secondhand clothes because obviously with sales and everything, people will wait for the sales. But if it's a designer item and it's in good condition, then you've got a good chance of selling it. And I think I would rather have some money back from those items to put into a new pair of shoes than have it sitting in my wardrobe. Or I'd give it away to a relative or a friend. So and then you can breathe and see, because you change as well as you get older, or your style, or wherever you are in your life. I find it, you know, wherever you are, your style changes, and you might look back and go, what was I thinking?
No, I think I'd definitely.
We're going to go through yours.
I would love that.
And then you're going to think, wow, and you feel so much better.
Lighter,
and it's not even clothes, it's other stuff within the house. Things that, you know, you're perhaps not using, or furniture or something.
So you are the Marie Kondo of Dubai.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Having said that, my own villa needs a bit of work. But the thing is, like we said, we never know how long we're going to be here, do we? So I tend to just rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic in here and just say, I'm not going to invest, because I know the day I invest, it'll be time to leave.
To leave.
So I'm just kind of leaving it as it is for now.
And would you continue being a you know, a personal shopper in London? Would you move back to London?
I would love to go back to London. The weather would finish me off, but and I'm quite used to our life here. We have such a good life in Dubai, and I love the malls here. Whereas in London, it's so much more of a I'd be running around in one of these duvet coats in the rain with an umbrella. It wouldn't be as
glamorous.
It wouldn't be glamorous. And I enjoy just having dry shoes, a dry handbag, and enjoying, you know, these everything under one roof. Whereas in London, you're hopping between stores in the rain, and I don't know. I would see how we go. I'd be a lot busier because obviously you wouldn't have help at home.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
how lucky we are in Dubai. We've got, you know, home help. And in London, I'd probably be stuck to the dishwasher. That'd be a new blog. Nicole and her dishwasher.
I love that so much. That works. It works.
Nicole off trend. I don't think it'd be as cool. So, anyway. But Instagram is...
Instagram. Tell me about Instagram. What happened recently? Something happened with your Instagram.
Gosh. So Instagram, yes, I was... I mean, I never really got to the exact bottom of it, but basically, I think what happened was one of my British sense of humour videos where, you know how we are, I sort of said something like, oh, hurry up, stop complaining, to the person carrying the bags got reported, I don't know how many times or by who, I think it's quite a lot. Okay. And my account got removed. So what happened was I went to open the app, as I do every 10 seconds, and it'd gone. I was like, oh, okay. And then it says, you've been removed for violations of our is it terms? I don't know, terms and whatever.
Terms and conditions.
And am I just the shock of everything? And I'm really one of these people who would never, ever want to violate any terms and conditions or upset anyone. So I was like horrified. And I came home, my husband is Mr. Instagram as well. He helps me with everything, algorithms. He's always researching things for me. Mm-hmm. So he's very good at, so he was also stuck as to what was going on. And actually, so I didn't know that was the reason when it got taken off. When it got taken down, I didn't know if it, I assumed I wasn't hacked.
Right.
Because to be hacked, you have to have used apps where you've given your password to people. And if you've given your password to people, you've had it.
Right.
Anyway, a day or two later, I was like, oh my goodness. And a friend of mine said to me, Nicole, you need to go to the media and you need to fight, because all I heard were messages saying that you could be off for months, because I was getting, I had another account, which I opened up, and I told people, come to this account. This is what's happened. Well, I don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
And I just got flooded with messages of people saying, this has happened to me. I haven't got my account back, or it took months and da-da. And I was kind of replying to an automated machine on Instagram.
Okay.
So I could feel I wasn't talking to a real person.
Yeah.
So I went to the media here in Dubai. Everyone was amazing. And within sort of 24 hours, I got my account back.
Great.
And it seems to be, then I found out, because I still didn't know why. And they told me that I was reported for this one video. I was like, okay. And I was a bit miffed, because I've got, my whole page is that kind of tongue-in-cheek way of talking, and you know, never ever would I tell someone to hurry up with my bags. It was just the way I am.
I mean,
and if you follow if you follow me on stories, you can see my character. Yeah. It's not really like
that. And people need to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, you don't literally mean that. No. It's supposed to be funny, witty.
I think you'll always get those people who want
trolls.
You'll get the I actually don't have many, because most people know what I'm about. I'll get the odd one was like, oh, how do you have so much money? And it's like, I don't, these are clients' stuff, this is not mine. I'm not buying it, I'm opening someone else's thing.
Right.
Kindly, they're allowing me to open it.
Yes.
But so I think, you know, if they go through, they know that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so then I got my account back, fine. But recently, as you know, we had this dreadful shooting in New Zealand. I reported the video, which I saw and was horrified.
Yeah.
Really put me off, actually, social media.
Yeah.
And Instagram replied saying that it didn't violate their terms and conditions. And it really, I really got the ump with that.
Yeah.
Because I just felt, well, hang on a minute, how can this, anyway. I think it's algorithms. I think Instagram and Facebook have a lot of work to do with how to figure this out.
Yeah.
But I did contact Instagram and ask them whether they would like, I don't mean help as in, you know, but ideas in how to police the platform. Because if this is the new way forward on social media, if this is our new reality, I don't know if I want to be part of it. Because it was shocking what I saw.
Yeah.
And they need to regulate it
and
a bit more.
Patrol it. Yeah.
For now. And I had suggested, you know, why not put the power back onto the users of Instagram? Why not give some people credentials to police the platform? Like, maybe we can do a course.
Absolutely.
Get accredited.
Yeah.
And so when I or whoever flags up a post, they have to take that on face value and remove it.
Yeah.
And trust that, you know, I'm not just saying take this post down because I don't like her shoes.
Yeah.
You know, this is actually offensive. It's, you know, racist. It's violent or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think they should put the power back onto us users if they can't manage it, which is what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
They're saying they can't
control it.
There's too many users. They don't have enough. Well, everyone I know wants to get involved on that. And
absolutely,
I think that they could, that could be an idea.
Yeah. What feedback did you get when you contacted Instagram about?
They aired me. I haven't had a response. Wow. I got aired. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I said, do you want to meet and go through it? And because I had a contact through what had happened originally with my account.
Okay.
And I just felt like, you know, obviously if they're all struggling, I just think like would be very, you know, a lot of help. Loads of people would want to go would in and happy. Do a course and figure out how to police Instagram, absolutely. As it were, until they can figure out a better algorithm, which I'm sure is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, our kids can be watching this. I'm just so horrified of what is on social media that I'm worried for the future of it. I mean, absolutely. I love it, and I, you know, but there is a downside.
Definitely. What's your advice to people who want to grow on social media?
Well, you know, it's hard because there's a lot of everybody on social media.
Yes.
So whatever you're doing, you're going to have to make it interesting to your viewer. You have to think what your viewer wants. So whoever your audience is, you need to stay within that range.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, if I post something off center, you know, I know that it's not going to get the response of what I know what my audience want. Does that make sense? So you need to know what your audience wants.
Mm-hmm.
And when they like something, then you need to run with that on your platform. Because although it's samely, people actually like samely.
Yeah.
People like to wake up and know what to expect from Maz or me.
Yeah.
You know, you can go a bit off center, but as a rule, they need they like what they like and they follow you for a reason.
Yeah.
So once you've found that out, then you can go with that. But it's not easy now because there's so many.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep it in and you've got to keep evolving as well on Instagram. Yeah. Like keep finding new ideas within your subject theme.
Yeah. How do you stay authentic on such a difficult platform, I guess? And
I think your followers will see through anything else. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, if your persona is somebody else and they follow you for that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not a celebrity, so I'm not, you know, I am a mum of three boys with a business.
Yeah.
So I think they don't need any more, I'll say Kardashians, but I love them actually.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't need me to be fake any more than, you know, they need me to just be my, there's enough of that on there.
Yeah.
So they follow me for myself, I think. You know, I am, you know, not as thin as I'd like to be. I do work out, I do watch my weight, but I actually also eat, you know, I don't think they need me to pretend to be something I'm not because life's hard enough, right? They don't need me to sort of pretend to be thinner than I am or they ask me, how did you get into your business? Well, I didn't study anything. I just, you know, I don't need to lie and say, oh, well, you know, I did this course and I did that. No, it's, you know, it's just something that I got into and it evolved in a way that took me down paths I hadn't planned on.
Yeah. And the five hottest trends right now that you would suggest?
Well, it's neon, which is weird again. Yeah. We're going round again, aren't we? Because I feel that's been peeping in and out.
Yes.
There's beige, neutral.
Yeah.
Everything is, which I guess is a classic colour anyway.
Yeah.
Bum bags are still still big. I
love
like to say I started
bag.
That trend.
Yes, yes.
I put love that on that. Instagram like 2 years ago and they were like, no fanny packs. Yeah. Americans say. I was like,
I find that word so funny.
Well, I don't know what's worse, fanny pack or bum bag.
Yeah.
These are great, right? So they're still in. What else is in? I mean, different brands are coming and going as well. Yeah. So I think this will be a big year for Fendi. Uh-huh. I know Gucci was kind of also last season, coming up as well.
Okay.
So what else is in? PVC's in, clear bags.
Yes.
It's platinum blonde.
Yeah, it suits you. I love it so much. It looks great.
Are you going to do block. It? No.
You know, I don't know. I recently went dark. I did my block color.
Yeah.
But I recently went dark again and I'm leaving it. I had extensions before.
Have you got them in now?
No, I took them out.
It looks amazing.
Really?
Thank you. You have great hair.
Oh, thank you so much. So, I did. When I'd go out, I'd wear extensions and then... and I can't believe I'm saying that.
So have
on
you got any trends that you want to ask about or that you're not sure about?
You know, for me, I'm obsessed with these vintage vintage jewelry. I have this obsession with vintage jewelry.
And it's made so much better.
Right?
The quality, it's heavy.
Yes.
It lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can pick up anything like Chanel or Givenchy does some of it. Yes. If you go to Italy, they have some vintage shops.
Right.
When I was in Rome, you'll go find them in the... Oh, they're great.
I definitely... I mean, would you suggest... I mean, I was looking on Etsy.
I mean, you don't know how... I don't know how authentic they are.
Right.
But, you know, if you go in with that view and it depends on the price, then I think it's fine.
Okay.
But again, you see, I want to see it and touch it and feel it. You know, online...
Not so much. where do you get vintage from here?
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to go around the secondhand stores. You have to check So Chic, like I said, the closet. There's a few. You know, Dubai's 40 years old. How vintage is it going to be?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, I think you've got to go to Europe and go around France and Italy or London. There's some great vintage. Or Portobello, in London, has amazing vintage jewellery.
Uh-huh.
So, but it is, vintage anything is made better. Like if you look at the vintage Dior, I have a vintage Dior saddlebag.
Yes.
And I have vintage Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
And, you know, and Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they are, I mean, Chanel used to have gold-plated chains.
Yes.
You know, it's... The quality is different.
Nicole, thank you so, so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming over. How's it been, your first one?
Oh, so good. Spilling the tea with Maz. Thank you for spilling the tea. Thank you for the lovely tea and the cake.
Are you going to have my Malteser cake?
I would love some Malteser cake.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you so much.